Okay, part two. Thank you for your time, by the way. You're really precious to me. You always have been. I don't know why we drifted apart there for so long, but we did, and it's good to be back in touch. Anyway, my children are grown. My son is 46. My daughter is 44, I believe. Yep. I'm not in touch with either of them anymore. Some things happened when they became adults that I couldn't get past. My daughter became abusive with my grandchildren. I had to raise one of them for, I don't know, 8, 10 years, something like that. I'm just disgusted. You know, I don't know how that happened because I was never abusive to them. I don't know what happened to her. I think it was meth, actually. My son and my daughter, when they were children, were victims of a Sunday school teacher that molested them. And I guess that's why my son has done what he's done. But maybe a year ago, I found out that he molested his little 4-year-old daughter. And I love her with all my heart. So she's all I have, that little girl. I'm not in touch with any of the rest of my family. I was adopted at birth, and I have no brothers or sisters. And the people that adopted me were both only children, so I didn't even have cousins or aunts or uncles, which is why you guys are my family. I learned to adopt the world as my family and consider everyone my brothers and sisters, and that's why I do what I do for peace. You're all I have. I really love you guys. I don't want to start crying, but I do. It's from the heart. Anyway, I'm so tired of life. It's just not what I, if there's a karma fairy, I have a list for her because she's missed a lot of people on the way, and I don't know what I'm doing on her list. I really and truly don't. I treat other people how I want to be treated, and I think for the most part I've done really well with that throughout my life. But man, childhood was tough. I did find my adopted family, or my biological family, I should say, in early adulthood, and that was devastating. I might as well tell you, I found out my parents were siblings, and God, I had a hard time with that. I kept thinking, God punishes generations to come, and I'm never going to be happy, and gosh, it's kind of proved to be true. Although I like myself, so I know that sounds so weird, but I'm happy with who I am and I love people so much. And I'm pretty tolerant. So I don't know why I'm so fed up with everything. I think it's just the pain. I can't get rid of it. And a lot of times it's beyond my tolerance level and I'm just, I don't know. I hate complainers, so I don't want to keep on harping on that. But I do want you to understand that there are reasons. You know, it's not like I'm a pushover. It took a lot for me to feel like this. And I'm not going to do anything to myself. I'm not like that. But, you know, sometimes I tell God, hey, you know, take me. I'm just tired, Jake. I'm just tired. That's all. I don't see any